It's the WIB Wake Up Show, 5:45. Good morning. Make us laugh Monday, and we're already hearing from our friend in Whitehall.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sherry from Whitehall, just calling in with a Make Us Laugh Monday. Hopefully a joke that'll make you hopefully laugh. Just to know, this is not veterinary advice, but if your dog is running a fever, yellow mustard, it's the best thing for a hot dog. Have a great day in the Lord. God bless.
All right. Thank you very much, Sherry. Appreciate that. If you got a joke, share it on listener line like Sherry, 715-396-1670 here, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. All right. Hope you had a good weekend. And mine included last night, well, the Jeremy Camp concert, as it did for many on Saturday night. My wife and I in attendance for that. And then also last night, it was billed as the Unify Praise and Worship Gathering. Numerous churches gathering and lots of folks in attendance. Even though it was the second half of the Packers game, many people on hand at Jacob's Well for that gathering last night. So maybe some of you took it in that Confident Christianity conference they had on Saturday. Apologist Greg Kokel was not only sharing at that, but I guess the weekend speaker there at JW, one of the larger churches, if not the largest, I guess, in the Chippewa Valley. All right, 13 and a half before 6 o'clock, 56 is our wake-up temperature. Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day, what have you here today. So I guess a lot of the banks closed. But what about today in history? We try to enlighten you with that here a little bit this morning. And I just, where is the news folder? It's Monday. So how does that work for your jobs? I know with radio, it's interesting. You just take a couple of days off, and as much as you've done it, for as long as you've done it, you can still have some issues sometimes or what have you. All right. All right. Here we go. Let's go back to 1925.
I'll strive unceasingly to try to fulfill the trust and confidence that the British people have placed in me and the things in which I believe.
And Margaret Thatcher, the Iron Lady right there. Britain's first female prime minister, born in Grantham in eastern England, 1925 on this day, dubbed the Iron Lady. The Conservative Thatcher dominated British politics during more than a decade in power. Also, 1974.
The city never has witnessed the excitement stirred by these youngsters from Liverpool.
Yeah, Ed Sullivan. They've had a documentary on Netflix. I haven't seen it yet. My friend Karen had. At least she's posted on Facebook recommending it. I think it's still on there. The longtime TV variety show host Ed Sullivan died in New York on this day in 1974 at the age of 72. His show kind of predates me. I know it was a historic thing, that clip right there when they had the Beatles on. Elvis, I mean, being on the Ed Sullivan Show, what, on Sunday night? That was a huge deal, right? So, all right, we've got one other audio clip we'll save for birthdays and God's Love Letters to You, a 40-day devotional experience. We're up to day 8 from Larry Crabb's devotion, born out of his longer book, 66 Love Letters. Today is Ruth. My love can overcome all obstacles. I think Tyler Perry, speaking of Netflix, I think Tyler Perry has kind of a dramatization of Ruth, a contemporary rendering. I haven't seen it yet, but seen about it. Ruth 2:12 says, "A full reward be given you by the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings you have come for refuge." Again, this devotion coming from Larry's longer book. It took him 5 years to write this imaginary conversation with God through all 66 books of the Bible. What might the Lord tell us about numbers? Larry suggests he might say, no matter what happens in your life, I can reach into your heart with the power to form you into someone who values me above everyone and everything else. I am determined to reverse your values. My plan is a happy ending, a wonderful finale, far better than you can imagine, but the happy ending is only for the holy. I am committed to your holiness at any cost to me, required by my nature, and at any cost to you, required by yours, and on whatever timetable is necessary. There are intractable obstacles I must overcome to make you holy. I deal with three in Ruth: natural disadvantages that to you seem more important to overcome than an unholy value system. Number two, shattered dreams that bring so much pain into your life that it's difficult to welcome the opportunity they provide for new levels of trust. And three, material resources that make it easy to disguise narcissism behind non-sacrificial generosity. He goes on to suggest, just imagining, what would God tell us from Ruth? Ruth's life is a they all lived happily ever after story, but it is not a parable of my power to make life comfortable. It's a parable of my power to make people holy. Know this, holiness and only holiness brings joy. No problem in your life, whether difficult problems such as disadvantage and loss or agreeable problems such as wealth, can stop my plan. Faith and hope together release love, and love is holiness. Hear what I'm saying in this love letter. No matter how dark the world around you, no matter how difficult the world inside you, my plan overcomes all obstacles to holiness. Closing prayer, thank you, Lord, that your vision and commitment to make us like your Son is far bigger and more beautiful than our vision for ourselves. No matter how dark the world around us or how difficult the world inside us becomes, thank you, Lord, that your plan overcomes all obstacles to holiness. There we go. From Larry Crabb's God's Love Letters to You this morning here on WWIB. All right, we've got three letters from our web mailbag. People who have written in snail mail, thank you, responding as we have sent out to everybody on our mailing list this month and heard back from Gloria in Lancaster. And she says, I listen online whenever possible, especially Sunday service of Bethesda Lutheran Brethren Church. I don't live in your area, but 4 hours south near the Mississippi River, so I appreciate the internet option you provide. Thank you for all the variety of programs. Thank you, Gloria. Also, Marilyn in Ladysmith, the partner pledge, Marilyn and David. And Marilyn says, it's always a pleasure listening to WWIB. Brightens my day whenever I turn the radio on. Actually, it's the only station I listen to. Well, that makes you a WIB super listener, Marilyn. She says, thank you for being there. And finally, just the letter B for this listener's first name in Kadat. And they just briefly say, keep up the good news. And then they sign their name, which was, yeah, B, maybe Beverly. I don't know. Thank you. Thank you for listening in Kadat. So there you go. Kadat and Ladysmith and Lancaster. And keep those letters coming. Keep those connections going. We want to continue to hear from you all month long here on WWIB. Another weekend in the books, and we start our Monday with weekend recap. And so, guess big part of the weekend, out and about, the Jeremy Camp concert on Saturday night at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. Great turnout, I thought, for WIB listeners and Jeremy and his wife, and great to see them in concert and seeing some of the friendly faces maybe you don't see all that often. And then also on Sunday, made it out Sunday night for the Unify Multi-Church Gathering at Jacob's Well. Lots of folks. They had a worship team with members from as many as 9 different churches, so striving toward unity, and that's a good thing. Glad to see a Packer and certainly a Brewers victory over the weekend.
Absolutely. That was certainly made the weekend, I think, after the Jeremy Camp concert. With all due respect to Jeremy and AD Camp, who were wonderful. But I was very, very pumped after seeing the Brewers pull that one out against the Cubs. But also was there for the Jeremy and Adrian Camp concert and just heard some really great feedback from people. I think Betsy from Evening said, wow, that's one of the best concerts I've ever been to. She really, really loved it.
Nice.
So, you know, more of an acoustic style. And so a lot of different songs that they played. So, again, getting ready for that and set up and tear down took a lot of Saturday afternoon and evening. Sunday, we watched church online. Glad to have that opportunity because it was playoff day, tournament day for Chippewa Valley Youth Football. So we weren't able to get all the way up to Rice Lake and back for church. So we're able to watch the service online and then get on over to Weber Fields. And Cooperstein was the number 2 seed in the tournament and kind of chalk held with
high ranked.
Yeah, so they were number 2 during the regular season, ended up number 2 as well. Won our first 2 games, kind of ran into a buzzsaw in the championship game, but he did get a little hardware, got their second place medals, and so they played hard. And, the Stilson Stingers did a great job this year, so it was fun being around lots of other football families and cheering them on yesterday. Missed most of the Packers game, but saw the tail end of it. Seemed like we played okay and got a win, so that was the weekend.
There you go.
Well, it's time to vote in this year's Home for the Holidays contest. We're asking you to take a minute, maybe even right now, to vote and help a family be together this Christmas. You can vote once every day at WWIB.com for wonderful stories like the ones we'll share in just a few moments. Thank you for taking the time to vote. The winner receives $1,000 from WWIB toward round-trip airfare, their travel expenses, so they can bring someone home to them or go home for Christmas. Home for the Holidays is brought to you in part by Allie Rudd Financial Services. Quality Propane and Fuels, Williams Diamond Center of Eau Claire, and Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Again, you can vote once per day at WWIB.com/holidays. And Halvo, we have 9 different stories this year. We're going to read the first 5 now. We'll read the other 4 coming up next hour.
I've got the first one. It's just a short one. It's the shortest of the 9 entries. And the listener writes, I would like to see my kids. I haven't seen them in months.
And again, short and sweet and to the point. But a father wanting to see his children. The next entry says, we would love to go see our Maryland family. Our daughter was born in April, and we would love for her to meet her family who lives on the East Coast. My husband moved here 12 years ago, and his entire family is out there, so we have not seen them nearly as often as we would like. This would be a beautiful opportunity for them to meet her for the first time.
You know, I'm just going to say right here, we were trying for weeks to get people, and thank you for the 9 stories, but even as you're reading that second one, I'm like, this is one of the coolest things we do. We do some cool things. If I can say, this is one of the cool things. Story number 3. I want to see my uncle, Philip Stevens. He lives in Pennsylvania, and I live in Stanley, Wisconsin. After my dad passed, he's always been there for me. He's never met my 3 kids yet, and he was the one to walk me down the aisle at my wedding. After his injury at work, better now, and my grandma passing, his mom, I think this would be the best thing, and he would get to taste Wisconsin cheese curds.
Well, there you go.
Which
can't argue with
Jeremy
that.
Camp was mentioning Saturday night. She goes on to say, my kids are now 7, 6, and 1, and a stepkid, 21. I would be forever grateful. I haven't seen him since June 9th of 2012 at my wedding. My grandma never got to meet my kids, and what better way to have him see my family?
One more we'll read now, and then more reading next hour of these 9 different stories that you can vote for right now, even as we speak, at WWIB.com/holidays for the Home for the Holidays contest. So the final story we're reading this hour is this one. She says, I want to see my granddaughter, Luciana. She moved out to Redding, California 4 years ago to attend Bethel, which she did for 2 years. Then she decided to take a year off to work and save money before going to their 3rd year program, but she hasn't gone back. Everything is much more expensive in California. Gas is about $4 a gallon, so she's finding it difficult to make ends meet. She would love to come home for Christmas, and the whole family would love to have her come home. We miss those Luciana hugs. And those are just the first...
Yeah, first 4.
Handful of stories here.
We've got 5 more to get to after 8:15 this morning here on the WIB Wake Up Show. But go to WIB.com/holidays and vote. Well, the deadline came and went in terms of the Home for the Holidays, and we have 9 different stories up at WIB.com/holidays for people to vote on, Caleb.
Yes, and you can vote once every single day for the story of your choice, and encouraging you to vote every single day. Help a family be together this Christmas. Again, our winner will be declared in early November. Voting goes through October 31st, and the winner gets $1,000 toward their travel expenses, toward round-trip airfare, to help them either go see someone they'd love to be with for Christmas or bring someone home to them. And so, again, we have 5 more stories to share with you here.
Yeah, this is story number 5. My older brother, Jacob, is serving in the Navy. Due to his commitment, he has spent a lot of time away from his wife, Kelly, and their 5-year-old son, Wesley. Our family in Wisconsin has gone almost 3 years without seeing them. Last fall, our grandpa was called home by the Lord. Now our grandma is facing several health issues. Earlier this year, my husband and I welcomed our first child. It would be extraordinary to spend this Christmas with our entire family. Having them home will allow Jacob to meet his nephew for the first time, give us a chance to share the gospel, and make our whole family whole for a little while.
The next story says this. We want to bring Carissa home for Christmas. She moved to Colorado to teach. She loves the mountains, but has discovered on a teaching degree it's really expensive out there. Her car broke down on the way out and had to get towed and then rent a vehicle just to get out there. She's had unexpected costs and wants to come home for Christmas.
Next one reads like this. Papa Larry Ryans, who lives in Tennessee, is alone for the holidays after losing his only son, my children's father, on March 1st, 2020, to cancer, and his loving wife on April 4th, 2023. He will take the shirt off his back for those in need, asking nothing in return. It would be a blessing to have him with us for the holidays so he could see his grandkids and great-granddaughter, who is now over 2 years old.
2 more stories to share. Again, 9 total stories, and you can vote anytime, including right now at WWIB.com, and can vote once per day. This entrant says, our daughter answered the call to teach in Thailand. Now, due to health issues, she would love to reunite with family for the Christmas season. Unity is so valuable to her, and it's difficult to be alone on Christmas. This would be a godsend, especially as a 2025 get-together, maybe the last Christmas for Sarah's 97-year-old prayer warrior grandmother. So grateful for Worldwide 103.7 FM and especially for your sponsors for being an answer to prayers. On return, we hope to provide testimonial reports of this to students in classrooms all around the listening area and inspire the youth to trust in Christ to come through in time of need. His story includes many tears shed for the sacrifices and the distance issues. During a time of Sarah's earlier heart condition, she now has been given a heart for people. Hope to be able to repay when we can. To all you servants who make the impossible possible, thank you.
Huh. And finally, the last of the nine stories up at wib.com/holidays reads like this. My dad was offered a job transfer with his company out in Arizona and moved there just 2 months after I had my son. Since then, he's only been able to see my son four times. Between his trips here and our flights out there, the travel costs really add up. Tickets usually range from $200 to $500 each. Now that my son is a year and a half, he's too big to sit on our lap, so we'll need to purchase three tickets instead of two, which makes travel even more expensive. As a young couple, it's hard to afford these trips, but family time is so important to us. Winning this contest would mean we could visit my dad and let him spend more time with his grandson.
Again, your votes are what determine who wins Home for the Holidays. You can vote once every day through October 31st and encouraging you to do so at WWIB.com. Well, what if there was a new dictionary? What if there was a dictionary that described things that we go through as parents? Maybe something that we can things we go through together that sometimes you just throw up your hands and say, Lord, give me the strength because this parenting thing isn't what I expected. From the Facebook page, The Kid Dictionary, here are some words to describe the unique and unusual traits, behaviors, and ideals exhibited by children and, of course, then their parents.
So we'll state the word and then we'll explain. Stock tease is a child who lets you buy large quantities of their favorite food at the grocery store and then immediately decides they don't like it anymore.
Yes. That definitely happens. Kid Dictionary, uptitude. What is uptitude? That's the intense desire to be the one who presses the button in an elevator.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of kids have uptitude. How about typhoon? Not typhoon, but typhoon. Typhoon is routine recreational activities of children that leave their playroom looking like it was decimated by a hurricane.
It is amazing how clean our playroom can look and how quickly Teddy can change that.
Okay.
From the Facebook page, The Kid Dictionary, how about this? Transportat. To attempt to move a sleeping child from the car or stroller to their bed without waking them. My wife is far better at this than I am.
That is challenging. Way to go, Lindsay. A couple more. This is puppy moon. Puppy moon is the short period of time during which your child lives up to their promise of caring for the new pet that they begged you for.
Not a honeymoon, but a puppy moon.
That is very famous.
Two more from the Facebook page, The Kid Dictionary. How about woundoggle? When a child pretends to be hurt after hurting someone else with hopes that it will prevent him from getting in trouble.
These are great.
I never did that ever.
This is the very last one. Wish Jack. It is to blow out the candles on another child's birthday cake. That's a no-no.
Not a hijack, but a wish jack. Don't do that.
Those are
the
great.
Kid Dictionary.